Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It is 6:45. KRWG is profiling candidates running for the Republican nomination for New Mexico's Congressional District 2 race, the seat currently held by Republican Steve Pierce. Today, Edmundo Resendez profiles State Representative Yvette Harrell.
Why did you decide to run for Congress? Why were you interested in this seat 7 years ago, and why are you interested today?
Because I understood that the position I was in on a state level and on the federal level transcends into being able to be the voice of the people. And again, I understood how important it is to have the right people representing us on any form level of government. And I, again, just am so passionate about the people and the state of New Mexico that I want to ensure that we're protecting our Second Amendment rights, all of the rights that are important to us, but truly our family values and our biblical principles. And those are the beliefs that I think we share as a community, as a state. And I want to ensure that we're protecting our culture and our way of life.
What are you hearing from constituents as being issues that they want raised in Washington?
What I hear throughout the state, and it's really interesting, the district is so huge and so diverse, because what we talk about, say, over on the Lordsburg side or Deming, is more about the border. When we're over on the east side, it's more about doing business, the cost of doing business, especially as it relates to gas and oil. But by and large, people in New Mexico want to be sure they have a seat at the table, that they are represented well, that they have a voice, and that they will have somebody in office that will fight for their rights and protect the way of life in New Mexico.
What kind of issues are you hearing besides border? What about jobs and education, issues like that?
Those are all important issues. And like I said, when we're over on the east side, we're talking about some of the federal regulations as it relates to gas and oil, the permitting, the time frames. When we're talking in the middle of the state to most of our cattle growers, farmers, ranchers, again, it's the DOT regulations that have come down on commercial driving, hauling. The weight class actually is what that problem is. Also, we're talking about water, the likelihood of how we are going to continue to hold on to our water rights here in the state, whether they're adjudicated to personal property right users or if they're used in ag and some of the water issues we're seeing, but also infrastructure. You know, we don't have a good infrastructure in place for our very rural communities, especially down by Columbus. Our ranchers and family members out there, they don't have internet. They don't have cell phone accessibility. So there's just a plethora, and obviously education plays a big role. And I'm very excited to see the president want to lessen the role that the federal government plays in our educating our kids. And I think state of New Mexico should do the same thing. I believe the control actually should be given back to the school boards in terms of curriculum and budget, that type of thing. But there's just a wide variety of things that are concerning to everybody, and we want to be a part of the beneficiaries that are going to benefit from President Trump's agenda. And I supported the president the day he got into the race. I think people want to see America great again, and we've got an opportunity in New Mexico to grab some of the benefits of this president being in office.
Why are you a Republican?
Because for me, my values and what I believe in are more in line with the Republican platform, obviously pro-life, pro-business, free markets, federalism. These are things that are very dear and important to me, and that resonates with the Republican Party as a whole. And so the conservative values is why I can align myself as a Republican very easily.
As we know, the country is pretty divided. You have Democrats, you have Republicans, you have declared independents. And there seems to be not a lot perception from everyday people, and not a lot being done in Washington, that there's too much fighting, there's not too much compromise going on. How would you change that if you were elected to Congress?
Well, I wouldn't be able to change it all by myself, but certainly going into this position with relationships I already have built. But I think we need to be thinking about term limits. I mean, that's very important to me on the federal and the state level. We have people in office that are now focused more on pocketbooks and politics than they are on the people and the policy that they're supposed to be representing. And we've seen it on the state level. Special interest groups, federal and state level, are really calling the shots. And I believe that the population in general, not just New Mexico, but overall, I think we're seeing a trend where we want more of a voice. We don't want the special interest groups making decisions for us. And so I believe aligning myself with the people such as the Freedom Caucus, who are standing up for the values of the people, I think that's going to be very helpful.
What is the future of the Republican Party?
I hope that we can find a way to bring ourselves back together, that we are fractured. I think both parties are. Obviously, there are a lot more things we have in common. Doesn't matter the side of the aisle you are in terms of paying taxes, paying rents, living here, buying medications, educating children. There are so many things that we can find as common ground. And of course, we'll always have the far left, far right issues, and we'll always have social issues. But by and large, the Republican Party needs to come together and focus their attention on what's important. And that's how we govern. And that's federalism and free markets. And we need to come together supporting one another instead of tearing each other down.
That was Yvette Harrell running for the Republican nomination for New Mexico's Congressional District 2 seat. You can hear the entire...